brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number three, I will be going to your phone calls. Got a Ron Paul audio clip that's very interesting that is coming up as well, so stay with us for that. I want to get more into the economy. Very serious developments there. I just can't believe this is happening. The public isn't more concerned. There is a way out of this. But let's go back to this clip. This is the head of the big state psychiatrist organization here in Texas testifying that, well, a whole bunch of kids are on a bunch of meds, more than two-thirds of them in the state, in their clutches because they come from bad gene pools. Here it is.
Remember and keep in the back of our minds what are our original problems. Our original problems is that we have abuse, neglect, we have danger to the children, we have mental illness. And I should stretch and give you a little bit more medical perspective on the mental illness. A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions, or else they wouldn't. Most of them would not be in foster care. And so, besides the gene pools, they've then been traumatized by abuse, neglect, and problems, and then they've been traumatized by separation, and all those things predispose to mental illness. So here we are with problems. The original solutions to the original problems include removal and placement, safety considerations, and then sort of the observations that we've got some kids here with some emotional scars, need some help, and we wind up with psychiatric and psychological referrals.
What is your general opinion, leaving a door open for those weird, unusual, incredibly rare cases? What is your general opinion of, let's say, a 7-year-old being on 8 psychotropic meds at one time?
That's Susanna Hupp, whose family got killed at Luby's and Colleen, a state rep friend of mine. By the way, it's not rare, Susanna. The average foster child is on 7. That's a WOAI investigation, state numbers, WOAI-TV. And you heard earlier they testified in Massachusetts yesterday with our guest that 88% are on it there. Okay, Texas, it's two-thirds, 7 drugs. Here it is. He says his son's on 5.
When I encounter a case like that, I look at the child. If the child can relate to me in an office visit in a way that's reasonably normative, I begin to wonder to myself, how many problems this kid had to get on this many medications. If the child is obviously showing side effects of the medications, I make note of that too. And I try to start getting some history to figure out what's going on. The situation you describe is highly unusual in my experience. And hopefully it will remain unusual.
It may be that, you know, kind of like the headlines that you were talking about, mm-hmm. It may be that we just get stuck with the unusual, rare cases. But, boy, it sure seems like I've been handed quite a few of those.
Well, I can confess to you that I have a 5-year-old for whom I prescribe 5 medications.
A psychotropic?
Yes. Okay.
Any of them for...
Am I rushing it? Yes. Uh-huh. Am I rushing into that? No. Have I gotten other consultations from other psychiatrists? Yes. Do we have better results than we've had before? Somewhat. Do we still have a lot of problems? Yes.
All right.
So there are cases.
He thinks it's real cute, too, like B.F. Skinner had one of his children living in a box as a slave for many years. That child committed suicide. This is a very demonic group of people, folks. Very demonic. Very evil. Did you hear him, the pleasure in his voice? 5 drugs, and he says it like it's a little special treat for himself.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to succinctly break down what's happening with the economy and where things are probably going in the near future. And the one way to avert it, and if you can't avert it, maybe some ways to protect yourselves. I will spend some time on that. I've got a Ron Paul clip coming up. I know that we have loaded phone lines with Skip, Joe, John, Steve, Nick, and others. We're going to take a lot of calls this hour, I promise you. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about a sponsor. It's Interfood, the best green food out there, bar none, and it's a great price, very inexpensive as green foods go, and they're sponsors of this show and they're patriots. And if you order 12 or more of the Interfood coconut formula powder, you will get 20% off, ladies and gentlemen. It's so healthy, so good for you, reduces your hunger. It's not really meant to lose weight, but that's what it does. And it's just amazing stuff. So good for your skin and hair and eyes and so many vital functions. They've also got similar deals. If you get just the main Interfood. And just call them about their different specials. Read about the different specials on their website. They're now offering at 866-762-9238 or enerfood.com. I use it. My wife uses it. Aaron Dykes here in the office is using it. We love it. enerfood.com or 1-866-762-9238. Also, this offer ends, the offer you're about to hear, with the Shilajit, with the Shilajit out of the mountains there in Tibet, the Himalayas, this mineral they mine, 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. This deal ends August 1st, by the way. So you really should try it before it ends. And it's Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois. You can get a 3-month supply of this special mineral formula, and you get it, a 3-month supply, without a credit card number or anything, just your name, address. They send you an invoice, and if you like it after the 3 months, after you've been on it 3 months, and you've seen a difference in your health and the way you feel with these trace minerals, then you pay for the first order that you got, and the second one is sent to you again. If you want to take advantage of this and just try it, you really should take advantage of it. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherb.com, blacklistedherb.com, or check out all of our sponsors' banners on prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Now, I haven't even plugged my videos yet. In 2 hours and 10 minutes of broadcast time, I have made 15 and a half films. I say 15 and a half because I did part two of Terror Storm. It is a special edition with 17 minutes of totally new footage and information on 9/11 and 7/7 predominantly. But we added new music, better audio mix, more video, more images over other parts as well. So really, it's a new film, and it's got 17 minutes of just powerhouse info on how they reported Building 7 had already fallen with the exact cover story 20-plus minutes before it did. I mean, that's like 3 minutes of the 17 new minutes. The 5th anniversary historic march there in New York, that's another 3 minutes. I mean, see, Jesse Ventura's in there, Gore Vidal, Bill Christensen, the CIA, former section chief, saying it's an inside job. That's a few more minutes of it. I mean, it's just so much new stuff. That DVD is now available. It is now shipping out for those that pre-ordered a month ago. It's now on its way to you. And it's just an amazing documentary, $19.95. You can get it in discounts as low as $9.95 when you get it with America, Freedom to Fascism. And we've also got it with several other combo deals, so you can get a discount and get more than one film at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free. They can tell you about the different combos and take your order as well at 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the best way is really PrisonPlanet.tv. As I've said, it's an armory. It's an arsenal in the info war, just filled with the weapons of truth. My 15-plus films, this now 16th version, I call it 15 and a half because it's not really a new film. It almost is. But 16 films are up there. My films, dozens of other films I've been authorized to post, hundreds of Motley TV reports, in-studio reports, my Sunday radio show we videotape and put in there, and Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror, special edition, is there available. And now not just in high-quality download, but also in downloadable, but you can watch it as it downloads two different flash formats. So we're adding services, adding servers, adding redundancy to make it higher quality. We are doing a lot here, ladies and gentlemen, to make PrisonPlanet.tv better for you. And you can go find a subject on vaccines or on martial law or on modern Christianity and what's happened to it. I mean, you name it, or what's happening in Israel, or it's just all there. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. That is the cost of about 2.5 cups of Starbucks coffee. Starbucks, I think a medium coffee is like $2 there. So it's the cost of about 2.5 cups of Starbucks coffee a month. And it funds what we're doing here. And again, we take whatever profits there are, which are meager these days, and we put them right back into expanding, right back into better servers, into more webmasters, into better cameras, better computers. Right now I'm meeting another computer. It seems like yesterday I bought two new digital cameras, and now they're beat up, and one of them's partly broken, and would they just get heavy? I need to buy another, $6,000-$7,000 camera so I can bring you better footage, better quality, better information. That's where this goes. And you support us with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. And the way you can go there and just download it and put it on disk, I mean, it is made to spread information, and it's high quality. All right, I'm going to shut up now and go to the calls. Let's talk to Skip in California. You're on the air, Skip.
Well, there's two subjects I want to touch upon. First is in Sao Paulo, Brazil, yesterday, there was a commercial airline carrying 186 passengers that crashed into a building. There's still wing sections, tail sections, luggage, and the building's still standing, from what I understand.
And why didn't that happen at the Pentagon? In fact, I've been trying to call Paul Watson since last night, and his phone is always busy. Let's see if it's busy right now. I'm trying to get him to get an IP phone. He's in England, so I can get a hold of him sometimes when certain parties are on the telephone. But I tried to call him to tell him to do a story on that, to point out the parallels. Hey, Watson, we're on air. Listen, a caller just pointed out what I've been trying to call you for a day and a half about, or since last night. St. Paulo down there with that plane crashing into the building, and there's still wing sections, still engines, still luggage. Why didn't that happen like at the Pentagon? Why didn't it just vaporize? We need to get a blurb out on that ASAP. Also one on this whole economy situation, my friend, with what happened with the financial collapse drill they did down in Tampa last week. Remember that? I just have to call you now because the phone's been busy other times. No, I know. You're awesome. Man, you are just awesome, Watson. We need to get that out ASAP, or maybe I can do a blurb. You know, I'm just tied down here because I'm finishing Endgame right now. Hey, listen, I'm going to call you once the show's over, okay? See you, bye. There you go. There, we call Watson on air. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, the second subject I wanted to touch upon is I went to the Ron Paul rally at Google, and a couple things I want to point out. One is I managed to pass out over 300 copies of American Freedom to Fascism, and just so you know, I'm not a typical supporter that just makes copies and passes those out. I buy Calvin. I try to, every 100 DVDs, I try to buy at least something from your InfoWars site. So I always try to put stuff back in the kitty. Ron Paul had a DVD with a bunch of his highlights on there that you could get for like $15. It had like Jon Stewart, the three debates. That's awesome. Everyone I showed it to so far is now wants to vote for him and support him. And a suggestion for all the celebrities out there that know about 9/11 truth and they don't want to come out on that, they're afraid to, why not just get them to come out on supporting Ron Paul? So in a way, we could get their support this way. You see what I'm saying?
No, I agree. And then if you're at work and you're afraid that, say, Terror Storm's too hardcore to give out, give out copies of America, Freedom to Fascism. But you know what? I think people are ready to see Terror Storm. I think that needs to be gotten out as well. But I commend you and I salute you, and thanks for the support, my friend. There goes Skip in California, reminding me, and that's what callers most often do. You remind me of the exact same thing I've been thinking. Let's go to Joe in Ohio. Joe, you're on the air.
Alex, you're great.
You're great.
I just wanted to say, you've really, really given me something that you really helped wake me up. I've always known something was wrong, and now I'm home raising a child, and I've had a lot of time on my hands, and I've discovered you, and you've been the same voice in my life, because I'm surrounded by neocon morons here in Cincinnati. But something I've noticed that no one's played on yet, I wonder if this earthquake in Japan... I'm sorry about the baby.
It's okay.
This earthquake in Japan is awfully well-timed with a lot of the geopolitical events going on, with Iran demanding Japan buy their oil in yen. And I wonder if that's not the Pentagon sending the signal to Japan.
I know that Defense Secretary Cohen in 97 said they have earthquake weapons. He only said it once. I've seen some government documents that they've had it, but that it's like that movie, The Core. They're afraid it could screw stuff up and that it's not very controllable. We know they can manipulate and control the weather. And so I don't know. I mean, Japan is always, it's on the great fire rim. And it's always been having big earthquakes. That's why their houses are built out of paper and wood, balls of wood. So I don't know. I mean, whether weapons are real, tectonic weapons, I don't know about. Anything else you want to add?
That's just awful quits at all times.
Well, stay there. We got a break. Stay there.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
We're back here. We're talking to Joe in Ohio. Joe, finish up your question.
Well, I was just noticing the events on the 13th of July is when Iran ordered Japan to start paying for its oil with yen. And Japan has been trying to invest in Iran's oil fields, but our government has been pressuring them not to do that. And it just seems like awful coincidental timing. And I did some looking, and it's obvious if you look into Tesla and some of our defense papers, like you mentioned, Cohen, that it's a distinct possibility.
Well, no, there's massive evidence that they can trigger earthquakes with nukes alone. They had studies in the 50s underwater that no one would even see. But here's the problem. Seismographs would pick that up. And also,
I'm thinking more along Tesla and HARP.
Well, you know, there's a lot of quackery going on, too, though. There's a lot of people claiming that those systems can do things that we don't have evidence that they can. But I will say this, that weather weapons are real as going to the store and buying a shotgun. I mean, they are real off-the-shelf systems that governments have, not just our criminal government. But I just don't know about tectonic weapons. But that's a very interesting point you raise, and I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New York. John, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? To make one point, just watching the news, just the propaganda spinning out. It's very reminiscent of pre-9/11.
It is, and they're intensifying their propaganda.
Yeah, I noticed. And as my profession, I'm a civilian merchant mariner, and I just got this month's magazine. And just like a little blurb they put out, anthrax immunization resumes. The Navy has announced the resumption of the mandatory anthrax vaccine immunization program. And this is what I want to point out. A couple sentences down the line, it says, there's a strong likelihood that there will be reactivation of ROS, PREPO, MSC, and MARAD vessels in the near future, the extent and number of which is uncertain. So it could be set up for another attack, and logistics already starting to be put in place for invasion to Iran.
Well, we know that the anthrax shot killed thousands, maimed tens of thousands. They knew it was experimental. They knew it was illegal to force troops to take a, quote, experimental vaccine, you know, because they have rights, too. It was illegal. They had to have, quote, consent, but, you know, they gave them orders and gave it to them. And then, of course, it turned out Porton Down had employees that got sick from it as well over in England that took it. And it all got made in Lansing, Michigan, up there at Bioport. And it just caused massive, massive problems. And, yes, I have been reading that they're now injecting people again with that.
Yeah, I passed my head why after 3 years to kind of bring it back. I don't know.
Because they love you, sir. They want to take good care of you.
That's definite. All right, Alex.
Hey, God bless you. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's jam in another call here. Moving quick. Steve in Denver, Colorado. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, just touching very briefly on what your former caller said, because I have some other things. Back in Denver in the 50s and 60s, we had the Army dumping nuclear waste down some wells out of the arsenal north of town. We had a series of earthquakes, 5, 6, 7 Richters, for a period of, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 months. And then they stopped, and the earthquakes went away. I just thought I'd bring that up. You could look it up, probably find the history on that. It's a very possible a connection there between the Army, and that's what we've always come to believe here. But I had a couple other things I wanted to talk to you about. You know, I was involved with Roy Beck's numbers thing during the immigration bill, and he had amassed something like 467,000 people on this email list, and we were hitting our congressman daily with emails and faxes. I mean, they were coming in by the thousands, just barrages of that. And I'm wondering if we could do something. This is a strategy plan. Could we do the same thing with WTC-7? Because I think that's the weakest link in the entire 9/11 paradigm. And if we can focus the public on WTC-7 and just that one part of 9/11, I think the mass public's attention will see that, and the whole 9/11 deception will come apart.
Well, I mean, A, I agree that WTC-7 is the weakest link in the whole thing and that it's the key. And almost everybody else I talk to, people I respect, agree that they've seen the evidence that 7 is the strongest. And I think we have had a mass awakening and a mass educational process going on. But B, I also agree that we've got to continue to expose 9/11. Some people are saying we'll never get true 9/11 justice, regardless. If we don't expose and inoculate the public mind to the fact that government-sponsored terror is the majority of terror in history and that they stand to gain and that they're behind it, they're going to continue to use it. Now, I'm surprised they're hyping things as much as they are, and it looks like they may pull something. This is just out of control what we're seeing right now. And, yeah, that's a good idea to everybody call Washington and tell them that, you know, we want an investigation of Building 7. But I think also maybe targeting the media and shutting down maybe the New York Times or Rush Limbaugh. with it might be effective as well. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the suggestion. We'll come back and talk to many more callers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular or degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time live. That's noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to noon Pacific. And we reach new people. We're able to change minds and change hearts and create a greater resistance to the New World Order when you tell your friends, your neighbors, your family, your coworkers about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And We make it easy to tune into the show. We're here live, of course, 11 to 2 Central every day. But then we restream 21 hours a day. When the show ends, the show re-airs consecutively, restreams 21 hours a day at Infowars.com. And there's also the free podcast that more than 40,000 people have subscribed to. And you can simply go in and click on Infowars.com to the free podcast, and it will load it to your MP3 or iPod device. And 99% of people tell us that it works really great for them. We get a few problems. But when you tell us it's not working right, tell us specifically how it's not working right. In fact, send those to Aaron at Infowars.com, two A's, and I'll give those to my IT guy. I just know everything gets red when it goes to Aaron. He at least tries to scan through it. Because I read that everything goes to Aaron, and he reads it too. Together, we don't miss much. But again, the free podcast is there for you. We also podcast out the Sunday show from 4 to 6 p.m. If you tune in Sundays or you miss the 4 to 6 p.m. show, you can also tune in from 6 to 8, 8 to 10, 10 to midnight, midnight to 2 a.m., right through to 11 a.m. that Monday. You can also hear that show over and over again as well. So we make it as easy as we can. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we're here. Ladies and gentlemen, you can listen anytime you want, where you want on your MP3 or iPod device. And you go, yes, Alex, we know. You tell us every day. Well, please tell other people. Because let me tell you something. I don't sit around dreaming of a bigger house. I don't sit around dreaming of fancier clothes or a fancy pair of cowboy boots. Though I do have a pair I got years ago. The point is, and I was looking at them this morning going, why do I have these? I don't sit around lusting after, you know, silverware or de-wrinkle cream. I sit around, and it's not the right word to use, lust, because that has bad connotations, but I really do. I mean, but it's not, you know what I mean. I mean, I crave, I desire, I love to wake people up. I don't like waking people up. I love waking people up. I love showing somebody a scam. I love standing up for the defenseless. I like bringing down bullies. I like seeing scum go to prison. Because instinctively, I don't like evil growing up around me, folks. That's because I want to be secure. I want my family to do good. I like goodness. I like the light. I wear the white hat. That's why it makes me sick in this culture. People that claim to be good wearing the black hat. Folks, you know, who even like the trappings of it. That means something. And the point is, help me. I try to help you. I try to build up everybody else. And there's some wonderful people I work with, like WeAreChange.org and some other organizations that are out there. I'd love to try to work with and build up a lot of other organizations in this movement, but the people are always predominantly great. The leadership sometimes has problems, and people always wonder later why I just disassociate. And I do it because, you know, you mess with me three or four times, and you try to push me around, try to guilt me. 180, man, forever, I will get away from people fast. And that's because I don't have time to screw around, and I don't have time to play games, folks. This is life and death, okay? This is life and death. And you know, when we get death threats and when the weird stuff goes on and when things happen, it only causes us to reaffirm how sick society's gotten, just with the general minions out there and the establishment, and just reaffirms to us how real all of this is. And we are not going to stop, folks. We are never going to stop. And again, I'm asking you to help us get the word out. I'm asking you to help us affect change and to reach out to people. I got a Ron Paul coming up, Ron Paul clip I promised to play, and some other news I want to hit on the economy. Let's blitz through your calls now. Up next is Nick in New York. Nick, you're on the air.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, listen, first I just want to say I'm a big fan of your documentaries. What you're doing is a great job. It's one step further to actually expose our government's lies. But I just wanted to touch down on base with something. I've actually not heard of many many stories from teenagers or from my group. I go to high school in Staten Island, New York. It's a borough of New York City. And something happened a few months ago that really changed my state of thinking. For the last few years, our school has been actually threatening us with letters and phone calls stating that they will randomly place metal detectors, specifically not for weapons of any kind, but for actual. They actually wanted to make us fear them, so we would stop bringing whether it's electronic devices or cell phones to school, or whatever. But they kept threatening us for the last 2 years. But they never actually put the metal detectors in. Then I think it was in the winter, a few months before the Virginia Tech shootings. They emplaced metal detectors in our school, which was not announced.
That's why the feds run these shooting ops. We know Columbine was Virginia Tech, 95% chance. Every indicator is there, and time will always tell. More stuff comes out in our investigation. We're sure it is, but we can't say for sure officially. But they do that to train you, and I have official Department of Education documents, but the schools are to train you to live in a prison society. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I remember exactly how it happened. We got off the city buses and we're about to go into school, and I cannot explain to you how many New York City police officers were there with police vans and police cars, and there was actually a makeshift line of police officers that led from the gate to the entrance of the school.
It's all intimidation. I mean, let me tell you, again, they've doubled the number of cops in New York. It's more than doubled now. It's all about letting you know you're slaves, and this is your education. You were getting your education.
I know.
Let me explain. When a new bus shows up at prison, you ought to write an article up about this, just a blurb, and send it to us. We post it on JonesReport.com. Or send it to submissions at Infowars.com. But when you show up at prison, the cops all line up, the jail guards, to let you know. And again, this is literally your prison indoctrination. Go ahead.
Yes, so, and this is no exaggeration. They were horning us in like sheep. If you decide to stop, either to tie your shoelace or whatever, they would come up to you and yell at you. And this is no exaggeration. They would yell at you. And
let me tell you, those officers would line you up and blow your heads off, most of them they were ordered to. That's what's wrong with it, because they all watch Jack Bauer.
Then as soon as we got to the entrance of the school, there was multiple lines for the metal detectors, and the police officers were actually pushing kids into different lines. Again, this is no exaggeration. They were pushing us into different lines.
Well, let me tell you, sir, that's nothing. They go into schools unannounced where there are third graders and scream and point machine guns at them. The teachers collapse thinking they're going to die and have to go into psychiatric care. People have had heart attacks, and they scream and say it's real until people convulse in fear. So what you went through is nothing. I mean, in Goose Creek, North Carolina, they had everybody line up and had dogs biting and ripping bags off their backs. And, of course, no drugs were even found. This is you learning to be a prisoner. Okay, this is what they do. This is a shakedown when you first show up at San Quentin. This is just hardcore prison indoctrination. So they're shoving you into the slave lines. What else happened?
And then as soon as we got to the metal detectors, they made us take off. They made us take off our belts. I was there with my belt off.
Total shakedown. What else happened?
They were lining many kids up to actually use the handheld metal detectors and see if they had any weapons on them. The police were
now
very
remember this isn't the first time that this happens, and you were all, by the way, under arrest at this point. This was a huge arrest dragnet situation. Remember Swansboro, North Carolina? Well, then there's also what happened in 2000. No, 1999, and it happened, by the way, all over the country at the same time, but what made the newspaper, it happened there in Pensacola, Florida, at Hobbs Middle School, where the Marines came in, this was in the newspaper, and said, quote, this is what martial law is like, and put guns to their heads, but go ahead.
So, and then...
Finish up the story, because the show's almost over, and I got to hit some other stuff.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, and so they kept threatening us. They kept threatening us to arrest us if they didn't give us what they wanted. And mind you, that our school was rated the safest in the city.
That's why you've got to be traumatized, John.
Yes, and there's never been an incident whether someone brought a knife or a gun to our school, and it's the safest in the city. But yet they still do this, and after that incident, it really scared the crap out of me. And but now.
Well, your parents need to get you out of that death camp, and they are death camps, the Prozac and Ritalin and the culture. But let me tell you, I've been all over the place. I've never seen anything like New York cops. They are the most slimy, dirtbag creatures I've ever seen in my life. The most America-hating blobs of wickedness I've ever seen them. Now, again, majority-wise, I'm not saying all of them. I mean, they hate this country. In closing, did anything else happen?
No, I just wanted to say that they are using fear to actually get what they want.
I know, but what you need to do to get back at them is write the article, the name of the school, the date. You can use a pseudonym, a fake name if you want. Send it to Aaron@Infowars.com. Just a 5-paragraph story about the date and what happened, and we'll post it. I appreciate your call. Here's Ron Paul last night on Tucker Carlson. We're going to play this and comment on it. Here it is.
The golden days of the Republican Party, fiscal responsibility, limited government, a cautious approach to foreign intervention. But after 6.5 years of the George W. Bush administration, the Republican franchise has changed. Right now, Republicans are taking a close look at the frontrunner seeking the nomination for their party, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson. But waiting in the wings is another kind of conservative, a traditional one. He may be trailing in the polls, but Ron Paul is getting a hard look from voters wondering what happened to their party. He's quietly raising some pretty decent dollars, even as more cash in the bank than John McCain does at the moment. How did that happen? Here to tell us is the man himself, presidential candidate, Republican congressman from Texas, physician, Ron Paul. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
So how did you wind up with more money in the bank than John McCain?
Well, the truth is we didn't raise more, but we spent it more wisely, I believe. And the money came in rather easily. We didn't have to spend a lot of money to raise it. It was raised spontaneously over the Internet, and this has been good. We've been improving our campaign all the time. Our message is spreading. Our numbers of supporters are growing. At the same time, we really didn't have to spend any money we raised in the second quarter. We're still living off the money we raised in the fourth quarter. In the second quarter, we raised 4 times as much as we did in the first quarter. So hopefully that trend will continue.
I like the way you manage money, Doctor. Good for you. Well, how do you get to the next level? I mean, you're, I think it's fair to say, a boutique candidate at this point. People who are really interested in political ideas like you. Some love you. But how do you get to the phenomenon level, the Howard Dean 2000?
That's not the right clip. I don't know how I got confused in the computer system. That's Tucker Carlson 2 weeks ago. It's a new Tucker Carlson today. I guess you didn't get that clip I sent. Do we have time to play the other one? Oh, you didn't think we needed to download. C'est la vie. It's all right. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, and it's always interesting to hear that clip anyways. There's another new clip out on Ron Paul up there on the site right now. Let's go ahead and jam in another one of these callers. I'm going to come back and hit some economic news. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, where are you calling us from? Okay, calling us from Click. Tom in Texas, where are you calling us from? Texas, go ahead. Okay, let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
There's a little trick I could share with the listeners. You go in a Freemason store on the Internet and buy some of their emblems for your car. Maybe, help you, all the cops and all the judges are Freemasons. And my girlfriend's 36. She has diabetes, and she's starting to go blind. So we traced it back. We did research, and it's caused by the vaccinations when she received when she was a kid.
Well, I wouldn't put a Masonic sticker on your car because they get real mad. What will happen is you're going to get pulled over, and he's going to walk over and do a passcode or a hand sign, and you're not going to respond, and they get viciously angry. I mean, that's like saying you're part of the, East Side crew, or you're part of MS-13, or you're part of La Cosa Nostra, and you're not really. That's an interesting...
I've been studying their hand signs.
Oh, well, then you'll be just... Well, then they'll ask you what lodge you're part of, and I guess you can bluff your way through it if you want. But that's interesting.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Go ahead. Yeah, about my girlfriend. The vaccinations, they're just not, you know, causing autism. They're causing all kind of health problems out there. People are getting older.
Yeah, well, that's what these vaccines with the mercury. I mean, the National Review attacked me yesterday saying I'm a delusional conspiracy theorist. I believe that cancer viruses have been put in vaccines. It's been in the news that hundreds of different vaccines have accidentally, in quotes, gotten different types of cancer viruses in them. I mean, it's famous. But again, you've got a public that knows nothing. They just read that and don't know. It's admitted. And, yeah, and all of these specially designed viruses go after you generally after you're about 50. Once you end the, quote, productive time, it's a eugenics euthanasia policy to get rid of the old. And, yeah, yuppies and people, they don't want to live past 50. They don't want all those years of going to the beach and golfing and seeing their grandchildren. They want to die with cancers all over them. They like the government. They like to be lied to. And the wages of sin is death. They want to partake in the lie, and they want to drink from the black goblet of death. Well, they'll get you. Don't worry.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Yeah, there must be some kind of way out of here. Said the Joker to the thief.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody of it is worth.
Hey. You know, there are many here among us who think that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. This is not our game. So let us quit talking softly now. Time is getting late.
No reason to get excited. But please be kind and bold.
There are many yuppies.
There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now. The hour's getting late.
Let us stop talking falsely now. The hour is getting late. You think life's a joke, some of you, huh? Think it gives you power over life to not care? To festoon yourselves for the trappings of death. When you get caught in the crosshairs, you won't like death anymore. You'll squeal like little rats. All right. New York crude served above $75 a barrel because the dollar's been devalued. That's why it's gone up. And that's another reason why the stock market is now above 14,000 as people run around celebrating in the streets. And Bloomberg Financial reports the dollar slumps to record low versus euro on Bear Stearns losses. Thanks to the housing market, the dollar fell to a record low against the euro and dropped versus the yen after Bear Stearns reported hedge fund losses, fueling speculation investors will spurn U.S. assets as the economy slows. They try to blame it on housing and the economy. It's because they printed the thing like it's toilet paper. Okay? The yen also rose against the euro, the British pound, and New Zealand dollars as investors scaled back carry trades, and it just goes into a bunch of babble. It's now at 1.3833 and went up to 1.3781, and they say it is set to just keep climbing. It traded even higher than that earlier in the day, but it went to an all-time low against the euro at 1.3833. And really hit the Japanese, who are our biggest owner of debt, and then it's the Chinese after that. But the Chinese are dumping, the Japanese aren't. All we can do here is expose that the Federal Reserve is in control of the system. All we can do is expose that the New World Order is running this. And if we're, because right now they're positioning themselves as the saviors. The International Bank of Settlements, Federal Reserve, oh, it's all your fault, now this is going to happen. They're the ones behind it. They're the ones that did this. They're the ones that designed this. Then they brag. Their own chief economist quit, Joseph Stiglitz, World Bank, and said, yeah, they engineer global recessions and depressions to consolidate to get real assets. They will not do this unless they can have martial law. And folks, they may carry out a terror attack, and you're going to see the economic collapse right after that. And, I mean, it's going to be bad. That's why we got to stop the terror. For all you selfish people, you better start caring.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.